Shmaitza Shir. Okay, thank you for coming in advance. I need an extra 2 minutes for that. We're in the Shmaitza Shir. We're in Tuesday night, or whatever we are.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, tomorrow night. I don't think we're going to learn tomorrow night. I got to be downstairs drinking vodka.
Oh, that's what
I don't have to be. I don't know yet the times involved. Oh, boy. I don't know what to say. I have to be downstairs and I have to speak and I have to stay a little. Whether that's, I don't know what time, maybe it's 6:30. I have no idea.
When's it start?
I don't even know.
Oh. That might help.
It's probably, nothing starts at 6:30. It's going to be
the 8 o'clock. Alright, so we'll take off tomorrow. I don't know if I'm coming Hanukkah. I can't, I'm too old to brave the traffic. To travel 2 hours each way. That's what it is on Hanukkah. On the other hand,
I want to think that the Yavanim won.
Yeah, that's what they say. Okay, Perek Zion. We'll see, we'll see. Perek Zion, Perek Chasalas. Perek Zion, Perek Chasalas, Maitzo. It's also very... Okay, let's go. We're winding down. This is an interesting Perek. It's a new topic. Okay, a new topic. Wipe the slate clean.
I'm not
going to see them. It's an acting name. The Torah says, okay, there's a lot of halachas that have to do with if you see a mace within 3 days of his death or after 3 days of his death. The basic halacha is that you have to see him within 3 days of his death, because after 3 days, his features can become unrecognizable, and the simonim could change. The Torah says that's only if you're using simonim, but not tziyasayin. Tziyasayin is even after 3 days.
After 3 days?
Tziyasayin is even after 3 days. Then there's another, that's what the Torah says. Relax, we didn't start learning the Shmaitza yet.
I know that.
Then there's another qualification. That's only if there was no injury on the face, but if there was an injury on the face, then you can't even talk about tziyasayin after 3 days. Okay? Okay.
Is so there's a lot of... Is 3 days kavua in halacha, or is it just like a guideline? Because what if it's in Siberia, it's freezing, and the body's...
Good point. Good point. Now, let's say you found a horug, and they have tziyasayin, and they don't know when he was killed. In a way that you need the 3 day limitation. But they don't know when he was killed. So the Torah says you could assume he was killed within 3 days. You can assume he was killed within 3 days. But some say you can't. Because of the Torah, Beben Ezra, Matzah Horug, Makirinos, and Betviyasayin, meaning with the Chavolah Bufana, because of all the qualifications. Then Yoidin Masai Neharak. Yeshomim Shatolin Shinerak Toch Shlosha Yomim will be eaten all of. Yeshomim that you can't. Vidas HaMatirin, those that are Makil, that you could assume he died within 3 days of your finding him. Except that there's a Chavola Bufana. We're talking about the Chavola Bufana. The machlokes, if you can assume 3 days or not, he's going to explain the machlokes. That's the tour. The machlokes, if you can assume, The mavor rabbeinu. So, v'das hamatirin who das rabbeinu tam, the Shmaitza says. The imei usfir lehudot the tana meidin ella at shlosha yomim. It's not a diaraisa dika chashash. It's a diarabona dika chashash that maybe the features are now unrecognizable. Ukamavur beritva. Vavalei sveika diarabona nulakula. So it's a diarabona, it's a diarabona nulakula. But that's a Rashba, V'aram L'Hachmir, V'Sofek, that's the other sheet in the Ramah. In the Torah. They hold this Minat Torah, and therefore if you don't know, you have to be Machmir. Very simple explanation of their Machlokes. But that's what Rashi Amar Ma'achim was saying. From the three like Lachos Shloshi Yomim, and our Torah ain't the Eden. Probably the second. The rest of the Chumrah, very straightforward. Is this din of not after 3 days of the Arizal din and the Rabbanan din, and therefore if you have a Sufik, can you go a cool? If it tells me every day a Hikshul Kedasa Isrin, okay, you have to be Machmir, a Mailoi Neymar, Uki Achaskoso Cheskoschai, so he died at the latest possible time, so to speak. Vashtahu Denerak, meaning the Chazakah should give him Cheskos Chai up until you're forced to say he's dead, because he's dead. So Lion okay. And the mail is Tok Shlosha. Lion Shem Shella the Gabe Mace. So the Taz says if you find someone dead, then your question is when did he die? There's no Cheskos Chai. Shehela to Gabi Meis, Ozlo to Cheskos Chai, Vadra Rav Kivin Shematsu, who Meis, is from the name of Shematsu, also Meis, Kivin Shasofu Lekach, he's Gobos of Hadoka Tahashta. And he's dead now, he's probably dead before. Because everybody's gonna die at some point.
So that's what the Taz said.
Before Kosavnu Mizeh Bishmaisa Gimel Perakhes.
Not true.
What's not true?
This might, that's what you're going to say. This might we already learned, disagreed.
Yeah, this might says it's not true that you do have a Cheskos Chai. You say he died at the latest possible time. They got the mace, okay, a Cheskos Chai, the Ashtu, the mace. Oh, aye, the Taz has a good catch. Well, the ice from the Suffolk Tashloisha, for a cost of Shom, and the Kudus Akesef, you should think of connect, doi. Cheskos Eishos Ish, I am Shom. You have a Cheskos Chai versus a Cheskos Eishos Ish.
Why versus? Why against?
Well, they're not against like this. They're Totsa'os are against.
Cheskos Eishos Ish means the guy is alive.
Yeah, and you don't recognize. The point of the Cheskos Chai here would be to say, you have a Sufik if you really recognize the guy. So we want to. I'm sorry, that's going to come later. Right now we're talking about the Cheskos Chai, that he died at the latest possible time. And therefore your recognition of this person being that person is correct. Now, Keneged them, meaning what would tell us to say he died before 3 days, is the Cheskos Eishos Ish.
How does that tell us he died before 3 days?
Zos design gesund. The same way that a Cheskos Eishos Ish tells you that a get is koroiv loy, doesn't tell you that directly. It compels you to say that. Because of the Cheskos Eishos Chai, because of the Cheskos Eishos Ish, you're compelled to say that the get fell koroiv loy.
No, I understand.
So Chazaka does that. Because you're compelled to say he has a Cheskos, because he has a Cheskos Tumah, we're compelled to say the mikvah was chaser. We went to the mikvah. We do that. That's the nature of chazakas.
What are we compelled to do here?
Here we say that this body in front of you, Cheskos Chai says the body in front of you
fresh.
Is a fresh cadaver.
Cadaver.
You recognize them, so everything's cool. But again, they have a Cheskos Eishos Ish that says, we don't really know if this woman's husband died. You may not recognize this person.
Died of the woman.
He died more than 3 days ago, and your recognition is false. It's a foul recognition. F-A-U-U-N-X. And how do you pronounce that? Foul? Four. F-A-U-X.
Four,
we talk about. It's a faux recognition. Okay, so that's what the the Shach says. Because it was written with the Shach. Alright, what pasuk is this a play on words of? Torei Zov, Nasalach, and the Kudus Sakesa.
Oh, because the Shach answered the
Tabe Shmuel.
Right, one little, can I say one little?
No, yes.
which is according to the disagreement with the Shmaitzer here, which is
who, what, when, where?
The Taz. The Taz has this kasha, and the Shmaitzer
says. He has a different terrace than the Taz was kasha.
The reason why the Shmaitzer, our smart Shmaitzer, disagrees, the Shmaitzer held clearly before that we can, the Peskes Chai applies to defining the time.
Yes.
He holds doesn't find relevant to the time.
Right.
Okay, I just didn't know if that was clear.
That's what the Shmaitzer says. According to me, according to what I wrote in Schweitzer Beis or Gimel, whatever it was, so the Cheskos Chai does kick in. It does work.
But according to the Taz, it's only Shaykh by determining if he's alive or dead.
Exactly.
Not the Taz.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But Rabbi Shmuel comes with the, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shmuel, Heidi Kushis at Taz, Shikshab the suffix Loisha, Milo, Nemo, Cheskos Chai, Bahashtu with the Beis. And Mimela, oh look, it's Reuven. So your recognition is viable. And because of Allah, Yesh Lomar Kan Mairi, Reuven Holach Mikan, Veni Yadua Eichon Hu. Ozuk Min El Reuven Vecheskos Chai. Reuven disappeared. So you want to look at this body and say the Cheskos Chai of this body says that he died within 3 days, and you recognize it as Reuven. So it's wonderful, right? Well, I got a much better Cheskos Chai. This is not Reuven, and Reuven's alive. That's a better Cheskos Chai than this one. You may say, I'm a missionary of Reuven, because he's alive!
We don't know that. We're assuming he's alive.
Because you don't have to say he's dead, and it's a question of time of death. It's better to say the Cheskos Chai tells us he's alive. What? Which one would you rather be? Alive or died at the last possible time?
Even Stephen. It's a
good. So that's why. That's why you don't.
Is that a better Cheskos
Chai?
It is better.
I'm sorry. It was a matter of speaking.
Okay, sorry.
I didn't mean it was stronger. I meant it's a pretty. And there's a Cheskos Chai. Alive.
But it is better. It is better.
Well, meanwhile, you don't have to say it's better. You just have to say it's equal.
Reuven's Cheskos Chai is not contradicted by a Chazak in the Hashem. The guy in front of us, he has a Cheskos Chai, but he's dead now. So his Cheskos Chai has a Reuven. The guy in front of us.
I don't know what you're saying. The Beishmuel answers that it's wonderful to say Cheskos Chai and the body in front of you died within 3 days. But there's like a more solid Cheskos Chai. That Reuven is a sign. He's not dead.
He disappears.
More solid, right? Because there's no
Cheskos Chai. You
don't know where he is.
They balance each other out. This body has a Cheskos Chai that says it died within 3 days. Ergo, it is Reuven. But Reuven has a Cheskos Chai that he's alive and kicking and enjoying himself.
Even though nobody knows where he is.
And what about the Cheskos Chai? Listen, there's two Cheskos Chai. What do you mean? That answers the Taz's question. Why don't you go about the Cheskos Chai? We say it's a Sofik. We said it's a Sofik. Therefore, if it's the Rabbanon, we go to Kula, we write it and go to Chumra. Now he's questioning if it's a Sofik based on. Okay, so that's the Beis Shmuel's terrace. Okay. Maybe you guys are secretly thinking of the Noi de Behuda. The Noi de Behuda demolishes the Beis Shmuel. It's Bali all of them. I don't know.
What did you say inside?
The Noi de Behuda is going to attack the Beis Shmuel. What does he say? Because of the law of the Shusa Damar, Lo Yadana. I don't know where Mr. Bishmul is coming from. What did the Bishmul say? That Cheskos Chai will tell us Reuven's alive and this is a different person. Somebody died. Like, what do you want? Reuven is alive, but then this guy died. Like, Why does Cheskas Chai tell you that Reuven's alive and this poor guy is dead?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's Reuven.
He was alive.
Somebody had died. Somebody died.
Okay, well, this guy's dead in front of us. Reuven is
he was
dead
alive.
Why? They're saying it's Reuven.
That's what I was saying.
So Cheskas Chai can't help you, says the Vaidim Yehuda. Cheskas Chai would theoretically suggest that Reuven's alive. But you have no right to say Reuven's alive any more than whoever this dead body is dead.
Except that the guy in front of us is dead in front of us.
So it's probably Reuven. Or
it could be Reuven.
Somebody died! If I say somebody died, and we have a subject, Reuven Shimon Alev, do you have a right to say, well, Reuven Cheskas Chai says it's not him? No, because then it dumps it on Shimon and Levi, that they died. So you can't use the Cheskas Chai of Reuven to paskin that Shimon died. You have no right to do that. You're using a hey, that's good, it's cool, I sound, like the way that sounds, I'll say it again. You are using the Cheskas Chai of Reuven to paskin that Shimon's dead. You can't use Reuven's Cheskas Chai to paskin Shimon's dead.
I told Smites about this in the beginning with the sisters or co-wives with the sofa, and we said Dafka we can paskin, they're both kosher, because we don't use one to paskin the other. You could say
right, right,
you know what I'm saying?
It's nice feeling.
They're not using Cheskas Chai there. There it's Cheskas Patur Yibum versus Cheskas
Chai. Right,
but
right,
the point is,
if you don't know who died,
we're not putting it on the other guy.
Right,
it's an absurdity.
About the other guy. He has his own.
Imagine the scenario.
He has his own Cheskas Chai.
Imagine the scenario. Someone died. It's like these parlor games. Someone died. Roommate Shimon Levy. Roommate was alive an hour ago, but he was wearing a checkered shirt. But they married a guy without a checkered shirt. You know, these games.
The candlesticks.
A person died. It's either Reuven, Shimon, or Levi. Just logically. So, can you say, well, Reuven did not die because he has a Cheskas Chai? Really?
We have, to identify one person who died. We want to know which one did that.
Yeah, we know one of these three died.
We want to know which one.
Everybody has a Cheskas Chai.
So don't single Reuven out and give him an advantage.
Yeah, well, what right do you have to single Reuven out and give him a Cheskas Chai and say this poor guy in front of you died?
But he's dead. Because the guy in front of you is dead.
Good. So maybe it's Reuven. Somebody had to die. Okay.
Well, can I explain?
I want to read it inside. We didn't
go
inside. I don't understand where the Beis Shmuel is coming from. Why does Reuven have a Cheskas Chai more than anybody else that's alive? Shetoma, because you want to say, Sherubenu Chaya Dayan, Shumdukmina no Toaches Pasoi, and this guy that died is someone else, Adarabba. Ani Omar, Taylor also Odom, Yemishiyah Kaponim, Chayoye Pamakas, we're pretty sure this guy was at one point in time alive. We're pretty sure, says the Nazi.
Not according to the
Tarakas. But Taylor Cheskas Chai, Shadayinu Chai, and this is Reuven, poor guy. Because that Odomacher is alive and kicking. Why not? Reuven is Shemes. That's why in Shem Simon Lamed Aleph, Sherech Mazel Lomar, Bishem Chazoka Shalom Nisbarara.
Okay, wait. Right, Barak said the other guy's alive. There's no other guy.
He comes up with a Yisod. Wait. This is called.
Can we talk about before that part? First, is he in Shem?
No, this is one. The Chazak Shalom Nisbara is really Reuven. You know there was a man Reuven that was once alive. The guy in front of you, the cadaver that's there in front of you.
Can I say what I think this sentence?
I don't want to finish the
sentence.
Sherech was Eloma b'shem Chazok HaShalon Nisbara. That there is something called Chazok HaShalon Nisbara b'shaita. Meaning, you only know this guy was alive because you saw him now dead. you can't establish a chazaka that way. Chazaka means when there's a known state, that state is said to continue. Status quo, the state continues. If you only find out about a state after the state changed, then you don't say chazaka. That's what he means. Chazaka shlo nizbara, it's like a word missing, b'shaita. Chazaka shlo nizbara, b'shaita.
You don't say chazaka meikara in those cases?
The state was never established. Every chazaka to meikara means a certain state. Every chazaka to meikara says a certain state was established, and you are besupik if the state changed.
But it was hadarbe anyway. What do you mean hadarbe?
Wait.
But we frogged over the kasha of the
It was known as Bara B'Shaita. To say Chazaka, you have to have a state. If the state changed, no. You say the state didn't change. You have to establish a state first. But that matzav existed. So you can't do that for this other guy. You don't know this other guy was ever alive. You're not aware of that previous state.
You know he was alive, but you weren't aware of it at the time?
Yeah, exactly. That's called Chazaka Shlo Nizbara B'Shaita.
What's the difference in the end of his name?
Chazaka Shlo Nizbara B'Shaita, not a Chazaka. You want to use it.
Like you said, it's a cousin?
I understand that without Xeris HaKosha, without throwing in the word Xeris HaKosha, Chazaka means that the state continues, the state of this and the state of that there.
You don't know the guy was alive?
It continues, right. So,
that's Xeris HaKosha levels, logic, power of logic.
Yeah.
So, you find a dead person,
say Chazaka, you need
to assume he was alive?
Say Chazaka means, has to, this is what Rishim Nishar Yosha would say. To say Chazaka, it has to be that your perception of a certain object was a certain way, and you say that didn't change. And here, your perception of this certain object was non-existent, didn't exist. You had no perception. It didn't occupy your world.
You don't need a perception.
Okay, you do.
But that's
it didn't occupy your world.
But that's
so the state of Chiyus was never established for a non-Ruvain citizen. Okay. Vahodar Bay, but the Noyd Behuda was Doichev his Teretz. Vishaloy Domi the Chazaka Shaloy Nuzbara. The saying this is called the Chazaka Mvureris, since he for sure was alive before he died.
Oh, good.
In the case of Chazaka Kain Mvureris, the case there is by the Behema that died, that was alive more than 12 months. So you say now, Cheskos, it wasn't a Trefa, so that could have changed in the middle, so you don't really know what it was then. But here, it couldn't have changed. Well, the Didilei Kasha Midi says, I want to finish the Shmaita tonight, it's right.
The Kasha.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, right. What don't you understand?
Kasha.
Who's Kasha?
They noted Yehuda.
Yeah, but you gotta have a scorecard here.
It was Mishpalet.
The Taz said, why don't you have a Cheskos Chai?
He said, Ruben, we saw Ruben.
Whoa, what's next? Ago. What's next after the Taz?
Then it comes to the Chuvas that noted Yehuda.
No.
Oh, the Kerry Chuvas.
Then comes the Beis Shmuel.
Oh, Beis Shmuel.
Beis Shmuel says,
right.
Beis Shmuel says, why does Reuven have, no. Why don't you go Basu Cheskos Chai? So the Beis Shmuel says,
that's the Kasha of the Beis Shmuel.
No, that's the Kasha of the Taz. The Taz says, in the Shulchan Aruch it's reflected as a Sofek. And therefore, okay, if it's the Deraisa, you go to Chumra, and if it's Rabbanan, you go to Kula. Slav 1, Taz is Kasha. Why is it a Kasha? Why don't you say a Chazaka? It's within 3 days. The Beis Shmuel suggests the Teretz to that Kasha. I have a better Cheskos Chai for you. Reuven never died. And this is a different person. So you have these conflicting Cheskos Chais called. A Cheskos Chai that this cadaver died at the last possible moment, and you recognize it's Reuven. And connected that, you have a Cheskes Chai for Reuven. He's mamish alive, living it up in Las Vegas.
No, you're right. We don't know. We don't know.
That's the Beis Shmuel's teretz to the Taz's question. The Noi de Behuda's question on the Taz's, on the Beis Shmuel's teretz to the Taz's kasha.
Clear.
Yeah. Is what?
So I'd like to suggest a simple explanation.
Is that why? What right do we have to single out Reuven and say that he's alive?
I think what the basis of what he's saying is the two chazakas are not speaking to each other. We have in front of us a mace, and all we want to know is when was the mace made. I don't want to know yet who it is or anything. I just have to determine when did it die. That's all I need to know right now. That's the suffix in front of you. Is this within 3 days? If it's within 3 days, it's certain halakhas. If it's more than 3 days, it's other halakhas. What's the suffix? Yeah. I'm trying to find out. The other suffix, when you say the chazaka on Reuven, he left home 2 days ago when he was still alive. You don't know, when you assume he's still alive. That has nothing to do with how old the mace is in front of us. It's not talking to us. It's talking to a different thing. It's not the same stuff.
I don't know who says what you're saying.
Who says it, and then the way he explains it in the Nopalo, it's perfectly clear. Explains it without having to say that it doesn't really mean anything. It was said before, according to the Taz, that he's always dead. Mitchila, he was made. And we're saying now, according to the Noi Behuda, he doesn't even understand. Shota, what are you talking about?
Why is Beis Shmuel?
And we explain this contradiction because of
it.
I don't understand.
Why is Reuven better than better than the guy in front of you? Why is Reuven more alive than this?
The guy in front of him is dead.
Listen, maybe it's Reuven. So you want to say it's not Reuven because Reuven has Kuschai, but you're condemning Shimon to death when you say that. Shimon also has a Cheskes Chai. So say it's Reuven.
No, but this guy does not have it. His Cheskes Chai is finished. We know he had one, but it's finished. Reuven's Cheskes Chai is still going.
Maybe this is Reuven, and this guy is the one.
That's a suffix. Okay,
so that's what the... You know, the Reuven means, what do you want from poor Reuven? That's what the Reuven's question.
No, the question why is Reuven... two different questions.
You'll have to get a Noi de Behuda and show me what you're saying.
Okay, I'll look it up.
You want to give an interpretation. You're using very nice words. They're not talking to each other.
It's like something a therapist would say. The two chazakas are addressing two different subjects.
Very beautiful. That's not what the individual says at all.
Okay, exactly. Otherwise, what is he saying? He's saying he also has a Cheskes Chai. What is that supposed to mean?
Why is Reuven better than Shimon?
Because Reuven, as far as we're still alive, Shimon is dead.
Why? Maybe Shimon's alive and Reuven's dead.
Good, so somebody's dead.
Right.
But all we need to know is when.
If we end up with a suffix, we're wonderful. Then we don't want to end up with a suffix.
But any specific person that we label has a Cheskes Chai. Therefore, that can't be the person who's dead in front of us. Because the person who's dead in front of us...
Well, there's a Cheskes Chai of the person dead that he died within 3 days.
No, but we know, Shneishvilin and so forth, we know that everybody can have their own chazak.
So we'll be happy if we're left with a suffix.
You're happy if we're left with
a suffix.
The
Buddha's point is we shouldn't be left with a suffix. Since you have no right to pin it on Reuven, so we'll just use the Cheskes Chai that this body died within 3 days. And once you say that, then somebody recognizes it as being Reuven.
Saying we are pinning it on Reuven.
Well, if it's within 3 days, then you can pin it on Reuven because the Eidim are saying
it's Reuven. What happened to Reuven's Cheskes Chai? Why is this guy's now better, Cheskes Chai, better than Reuven's Cheskes Chai?
It's the other way around. And then the Yehuda is Tomei on the Beis Shmuel. We have no right to allow so-called Reuven's Cheskes Chai to affect anything. Because...
what? This guy's dead.
Because you condemn someone else to death by saying Reuven's alive. But then the Rebbe himself says that there's no chazaka because it's a chazaka, but then he is chayish in that because apparently the case of chazaka is b'shaita means it couldn't have been mevura b'shaita. But here you just you didn't bother being mevura b'shaita. But now you know for sure he was alive. Bet your bottom dollar that he was alive. So we can go back and do chazaka. Okay, we'll stop there. We will assume we're having a new test this way from back in tomorrow night.
Rob, you did good on the show, Rob.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Okay.